Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alicia and Natalie with your 9 a.m. Zlines. In local news, Bayside residents in the Moreton Bay region are in for a surprise as aircraft changes have been implemented to reduce the number of flights over impacted areas. Last Wednesday, Air Services Australia announced plans to increase the use of simulus opposition direction parallel runway operations at Brisbane Airport, beginning from the 28th of November. The changes will include the change of the height of the aircraft operations over the Redlands area and will increase from 800,000 feet to above 1,200,000 to reduce the noise impact.
A resident in the Sunshine Coast town of Nambour has taken to social media once she found that there were no fenced dog parks. The resident is arguing that the council is not upholding their commitment to creating quality public spaces that encourage active and healthy lifestyles for the public's dogs. A council member has stated that the reason for no designated area in this town of 20,000 people is due to it imposing a flood risk, but following this complaint, are investigating possible solutions.
In national news, the Australian federal government has announced their intention to introduce legislation to set a minimum age for social media. On Thursday, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced that he had settled at the age of 16, meaning that Australian children and teenagers under the age of 16 will not be able to use social media. The ban has not been implemented as of yet, but will start in next year as the social media platforms prepare before the laws are finalised. The ban is implemented in order to reduce cyberbullying, harmful content and the increase of youth crime.
The bird flu strain H5N1 is rapidly increasing in its threat as thousands of migratory seabirds are washing up on the east coast of North Queensland down to Tasmania. Last week, over 2,000 birds were found washed up in New South Wales, where experts have explained that the increased mortality rates are due to its higher ocean temperatures. The H5N1 strain is among the most deadly of bird virus strains, with Australia being the only continent yet to be affected. Experts and volunteer wildlife rescue are undertaking extensive training sessions provided by the Australian government.
In international news, three people have been charged in Argentina over the death of former One Direction member Liam Payne. While their names have not been disclosed, it was reported that those who were charged were someone close to the singer, a hotel employee, and a suspected drug dealer. They were charged all with supplying him the drugs, when one was additionally charged with abandoning a person in a vulnerable state.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of medium showers in the afternoon. It is currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Sick of